Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the OG Therapy Podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. And today I've got another question that I'm going to answer from a teen. So today's teen question, I think, is going to be very helpful. This is something that I've shared with adults before. I don't usually share this social health tip with too many teenagers because oftentimes when teenagers ask me this question about the say, they tend to like just want to vent and they're not like really like open to hear an explanation or a way to prevent this from happening. But in this particular case, this teenager that actually asked me this gave me more background. I could tell they're really intent listening on it or listening to what I had to say. So I'm doing this for them. They know who they are. I'm not going to say who their name is. So the question goes as follows. How do I keep cool and not lose my temper? I have a habit of coming out of pocket and saying things I regret. For those of you people who don't know what coming out of pocket means, that's a new terminology or new slang for just losing my cool, being pissed off, stuff like that. So there's a few steps that I want to go through first. So the very first communication that someone's going to see from you is not what you say. It's how you look or your body language or your overall just kind of disposition when you're listening to them tell you something. So the first one is, now if you're looking at this on the YouTube and you can see me visually, which by the way, go follow us on YouTube if you haven't done that. You'll see that as someone's talking to me, I'm going to go into character right now. If someone's telling me something they don't like or something that I seriously disagree with, and I don't want to come out of pocket, and I know if I get upset and angry, I'm probably going to say something. So what I do is I look down, I nod my head yes, as if I'm agreeing with them or being agreeable. I make eye contact with them, but when I make eye contact with them, you want to look at them like very intently, like you're trying your hardest to really understand, pay attention, but most importantly, you want to convey that you're interested in what they're saying. Now, this goes along with step two. I'm going to want you, or you're going to need to, play dumb or naive when someone's telling you these things that you don't like or that's pissing you off or that you are caught off guard by. Playing dumb and being naive is not a threat. So let me give you guys a couple examples. If you were to quickly react to, let's say someone is giving you harsh criticism that they think they're helping you, but you don't really like it because you didn't ask them for the criticism. So let's say they're telling you, like, hey, you really need to stop doing this. Like, the reason why you're having all these problems is because X, Y, or Z. What I want you to do is, first step, you look at them intently, like, okay, you're nodding your head, you're looking down. The reason why you're looking down is looking down and looking up, looking down, and looking up. That can phase like some sort of like contemplation, like you're pondering, right? Now, if you look up and look to the side, to the corners, that conveys that you're rolling your eyes. If you're gasping and you're like, or if you sit there and you have a fake smile, those things are a tell. Those things are a social cue that you're disinterested, you're mad, you're upset, or you don't want to be there in that particular situation. But if you're looking down, looking up and making eye contact, and simultaneously you're showing like you're really interested, you're really being thoughtful and you're trying to soak up everything you're saying, that's the second step that's going to help the next thing a whole lot. So after you focus on just doing all the body language, after you focus on, you know, just making them feel like you actually care and you're paying attention, the naive part and playing dumb part really shows when you tell someone, I'll be honest with you, like, I don't really know like what my problem is, or, you know, thank you for telling me this. Thanks for pointing out to me, because I didn't realize it was causing that much of a problem. And so, yeah, I really appreciate that. Giving someone a compliment for them sharing criticism towards you instantly softens the blow. One, it takes away the power of you getting defensive. And it doesn't make you feel like they're attacking as much, because if you're thanking someone, you're basically saying, you just don't know how to give criticism in a helpful way. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. So I'm just going to say, Okay, well, I didn't know that. Gosh, thanks for sharing that with me. And when you thank them, you're basically being agreeable with what they're saying, but you're not actually agreeing with the content of what they're saying. You're just saying, I think it's coming from a good place. I know you're trying to help me out. Now, after you say those types of things, like, I appreciate it, thank you so much, you can also, depending on the situation, you can also comment and be like, man, like, I tell you what, like, let me think about what you just said, because I really want to take what you said seriously. And, you know, maybe in the past I would have gotten upset or angry and frustrated, but I'm trying to do that whole, what's that thing starts with an M when you get older? Oh, mature. I'm trying to mature. And just let me think about it for a little bit. Now, if time is of the essence, you can just say, hey, you know, like, I didn't realize I was doing that. I really appreciate you pointing out to me, and thanks again for letting me know. And I'll work on that. And yeah, if you have any other advice, please let me know. Hey, I got to get going right now, but like, great conversation. The reason why I suggest this, now, when I've told this to some young people before and even adults, the pushback that I've got from people is like, well, you're being dishonest. Like, you are pissed off. You are angry. Well, I'm saying, okay, well, if everything that pisses you off, that makes you angry, you feel the need to react to, you'll be reacting to a lot of things throughout the day. And if you're not careful, you'll be pissed off because someone cut you off on your way to work. Then you're just festering. You're angry about that. It wasn't fair. And then you get to work. You walk in with that energy. When someone comes at you sideways or says something you don't like, then you're most likely going to take that anger from early in the morning, the drive, out on them. Or you're just going to build it in and like pack it inside. Because let's say your manager is the first one to give you criticism. Well, you can't say anything to them. So you go throughout the workday and maybe you start texting your kids, or maybe you start texting your spouse, like picking fights with them and saying, well, why'd you do this? Why'd you, like, I'm irritated and frustrated. So what happens is people have a tendency, when they get all worked up, they have a hard time shaking it off, especially if they have a really busy day and when other people may piss them off throughout the day. So when I give this advice to people, this suggestion, I'm telling them, hey, listen, save your energy for the bigger things in life. And also too, do you really want to waste time going back and forth with someone that you don't agree with, someone that wants to be right all the time? So if you just simply go along with what they're saying, thank them for giving you that information, A, you get out of the conversation in a couple minutes. You don't get caught in this back and forth. He said, she said, you're angry at them and then bring up old past stuff. You just go, oh, that's interesting. If you really don't care about what that person says about you and you don't really value their opinion, what's the harm in pretending that you're listening just to pacify them so you can get out of the freaking conversation? And another thing, if it's an authority figure, what are you going to do, argue with them? That's not going to go well either, especially if it's your job, especially if it's a parent, or maybe it's your spouse. You don't want to fight with your spouse on every little petty thing that comes up. So this is a great way for you to not come out of pocket, say things that you could regret, and also say things and do things that could cause you to have a bigger problem. Then you have time and energy to deal with all your other life problems. You guys, I call this right there being agreeable without having to agree. And I also call this playing dumb and naive, because people aren't threatened by naive people. They're threatened by someone who's defensive, who's reactive, and someone who's very offensive and comes on the offense trying to attack them because they felt that you attacked them first, right? So as always, guys, follow OG Therapy on all the platforms. And until next time, be cool.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.